Chapter 6. Place of Women in the Assembly. This is a subject which has been of late engaging our attention very much. Here is a source of strength and fruitfulness, which have not yet been fully harnessed and utilized by the Assembly. The nature and character of the ministry of women in the Assembly is that of a little leaven in three measures of meal. Theirs is essentially a preparatory work. Service, not preaching or teaching, should be their watchword. As prayer warriors, none can excel them. Their special gift is devotion to work. From the experience gained in Sunday school work, I can boldly say that given the right lead, and properly and wisely controlled, they would become the life and backbone of the assembly. Though their sphere of activity is somewhat limited, their talents could be utilized in almost all the departments of the assembly's life. If they are left to themselves, they will not be of much help, but kept under proper supervision. They are capable of much sacrifice. Their work should be among women and children. A carefully planned house-to-house visiting, hospital visiting, slum visiting, and conducting of Sunday schools will enlarge, vitalize, and edify the assembly, and will be a source of many souls being added to the church by these ministering sisters. By this, I mean such of those sisters who have wholly given themselves to the work of the Lord, such as Miss Green and Miss Stolly. What is the nature of their work, and how best their gifts and talents could be utilized? As regards their place and discipline in the assembly, all the remarks I have given in respect of the ministering brethren hold good in the case of ministering sisters also. They must be in subjection to the assembly and should wholeheartedly conform to the vision and the work of the assembly. While they do not have an active part in the assembly meetings, they have a wide area of work in the different parts of the city. They could organize prayer groups and Bible study groups during the weekdays among sisters at homes. The motive and aim of their activities should be to prepare a people ready to execute the work given by the Lord to the assembly from time to time. As already stated, their work should be complementary to the work of the assembly and not supplementary. There is no necessity for any sisters meeting around Pursavakkam or Veppuri where Jehovah Shammah is located. The meetings on weekdays and Sundays give them enough spiritual food. I feel more and more convinced that the future ministry of these sisters will be centered around slums. The sisters' meetings in the various other parts of the city will be used as recruiting centers for slum work. I do not advocate Bible schools for sisters. The knowledge of the Word of God they get from the assembly meetings and the study of the Word in the weekly sisters' meetings are well suited to the need of the hour. The nature of the work on hand will be more than sufficient to build them up spiritually. Mere head knowledge will puff them up and make them critical rather than humble leaven-like servants of God. Mary and Martha of Bethany stand out as good examples for our sisters to follow.